Well, a guy who's been anything but meat. He's been unbelievable so far this year. One of the bright spots, no doubt, in this Mariner rotation. Logan Gilbert is with us from across the street at T-Mobile Park. Logan, how are you, man? What's going on?
Hey, I'm good. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Good. Appreciate you doing this, man. Always enjoy talking to you. And I got to ask you, first of all, you've been unbelievably consistent for this baseball team this year. I want to talk about the way you've been throwing the ball. I want to talk about the difference in the Logan Gilbert I'm talking to now versus the guy that we talked to last May. But I got to ask you, first of all, to start off, you're pitching on Sunday. You're set to pitch against the Angels on Sunday. And I cannot imagine a better gift for a son to give his father than to let his dad watch his son pitch in the major leagues on Father's Day. Is Keith Gilbert going to be in the stands on Sunday watching you throw?
Oh, man, I wish he was, but he won't be, unfortunately. I think he's coming to the next series, actually, in L.A., but no, unfortunately, he won't be at this one.
Oh, man, that's too bad. How often do you guys talk? How often do you check in with Pops?
Oh, all the time. I just called him, I think yesterday it was. And, yeah, we talk all the time, just about life, baseball. He loves talking about the games and all that stuff. So it's been great.
Well, he's got to be proud as hell of the job you're doing, man. All of us are proud as heck of the job that you're doing as well. And we talked about the last time we had you on, obviously, things that started to turn around after a little bit of a rough patch for you. But go back to May 13th of last year when you made your debut against Cleveland. 36 starts later, man, for you. How much do you think you've grown since that day?
Oh, man, I think it's been a ton. It seems like even longer than that. I feel like it's been years since May 13th. It felt so different back then. But I think I've just grown as a player with some of the pitches that I've made adjustments on and my mentality on the mound. I feel more comfortable out there, and I think it's helped me out a lot.
Well, Logan, talk about that a little bit. Talk about what specifically, what pitches, grips, approaches, I guess, things like that. What has been maybe kind of the top two or three things on your list that you've been focusing on, you think, in the last maybe year and a half?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest things is probably the slider that I've cleaned up, and I'm throwing it a little harder and a little tighter, and the action's just been more consistent. It's been in the zone a lot more, and yeah. Stuff like that. I have secondary pitches that I can throw in the zone when I want to and keep the hitters guessing. I think that's made a big difference.
Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of guys in this game watch film, and I don't know if that's a thing that old guys used to do or young guys do it as well or everybody watches tape, but between starts, how much video, how much film are you watching?
I watch a little bit. I try to be careful with the – I try to find a balance, not overdoing it, but I know what I need to look for, and usually the day after, I'll look at some film, see how my body's moving, how the ball came out, and then also where the pitches ended up, and try to quickly hit those checkpoints and then make the adjustments I need to.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a guy, and again, Logan Gilbert is with us on the radio show. I don't know how much you look at numbers and things like that, and a lot of people are real superstitious about that stuff, so we tend to kind of maybe not want to bring that stuff up on the air, but I'll just say overall, you've made 37 starts as a Mariner, and in 29 of those 37 games, you've allowed 3 runs or less. I mean, to me, that is unbelievable. 22 of the 37, you've allowed 2 runs or less. Talk about that consistency and how you stay grounded and make sure you're consistent from start to start and pitch to pitch.
Well, I think it's just the work that goes in between starts and knowing what I need to do to be ready. And it's great that to have that kind of consistency. I'm very thankful for that. I think, like I said, just the hard work, trying to make the adjustments and get a little bit better each time out.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at a lot of accomplishments for you so far, but there's one thing you haven't done so far in the major leagues in 37 starts. You have not thrown a complete game yet. You don't even have an 8-inning game yet. As a matter of fact, you got 5 games where you went 7, and I don't even know if service would allow you to throw a complete game. I mean, it's like a thing of the past now. Everybody has these 8-9-man bullpens, for God's sakes. Back in college at Stetson, did you go 9 very often, and have you been bugging the skipper to let you finish one of these bad boys?
I would love that, honestly. Yeah, I love the old school mentality. Looking back at some of those guys, Nolan Ryan's one of my favorites who, you know, they consistently would do that. It's a different game now, but I think that would be fun to do that one of these days. And back in college, we had pretty high pitch counts, honestly. I went 9 innings I think a couple times. So it's in there. So maybe one of these days I'll be able to.
Yeah, Nolan Ryan threw 222 complete games in his career. So I don't know if anybody expects you to throw 200 complete games, but every now and then would be phenomenal. Logan Gilbert with us, and it's cool hearing you talk about guys like Nolan, that they were heroes and idols of yours. How much do you, and how much have you had a chance now that you're a actual major league player and have a little bit of cachet, you can pick up the phone and call some of those guys. Do you ever find yourself getting to rub elbows or have conversations with guys like that?
I haven't been able to so far. I would love to one of these days. Some of those old time guys, but even just the greats in the game nowadays, try to do what I can to watch them and pick up a thing or two. And fortunately, yeah, we have one of them here with us now, Robbie, who's won a Cy Young, been around a long time. So I've been able to talk to him and learn quite a bit from him.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about what you've kind of picked up from Robbie Ray in just the few months that you guys have been together, man.
Yeah, he's been great. Just he's told me all kinds of things, but I think some of the biggest things is just keeping it simple. Sometimes we try to overcomplicate it and do too much and try to be perfect, but he told me just to keep it simple, to trust your stuff. And then we've talked about mentality on certain pitches with the slider, the fastball, and more than anything, just trying to get ahead of guys, not nibble or be too fine, but just go right after guys and throw strikes.
Well, Logan Gilbert again is with us on the radio show, pitching on Father's Day on Sunday. So take out Dad, get Pops to the ballpark, and watch Logan Gilbert pitch. I mean, we tend to forget that you're just 25 years old, right? I mean, in a lot of ways, you're still a kid. So if Logan Gilbert is not at T-Mobile Park since you showed up here last May, what's Logan Gilbert doing on an off night? What's Logan Gilbert doing off the field?
Well, I think one of my favorite things, honestly, is going to the movies on an off day. It's a way for me to just relax and take my mind off things. So that's one of my favorite things. I always do it with my family back home, but being here on off days, sometimes I'll just go by myself.
Have you seen Top Gun 2 yet?
I have. It's amazing. I saw it last week. It was one of my favorites.
Did you see the original before you saw the new one?
I did, so I can at least say that, but the bad part is I didn't see it until like a week before, so it took me 25 years, but I finally watched the original.
No, I love it, man. That is awesome. If you could get into like an F-18 or a Blue Angel, first of all, I don't even know if you would fit because you're 6'6", by the way, but if the U.S. Navy came to you and said, hey, Logan, we'd love to have you pull 8 or 9 Gs and get you into a fighter jet, would you do it?
Man, I don't know if I could handle that, but after seeing the movie, I kind of want to try because it looked amazing. So I don't know. I would love to try.
No, it'd be great. Well, you know what? We have a thing called Seafair every summer, and the Blue Angels like to come to town every year, and maybe there's a chance we could find a way to get you in there again. I'm not sure if you'd fit or not, being 6'6", but we can certainly find a way. Hey, Logan, listen, before you go, there's a obviously young nucleus of players in this system that you guys are kind of all coming up together. You know, George Kirby's up with you now. Kelenic made his debut with you a year ago. Brash is down there in AAA Tacoma. How much of kind of a brotherhood, I guess, or a kinship do you feel with those guys? And how often do you guys kind of mingle and talk?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been great getting to know those guys and coming up together and just kind of seeing each other grow and helping each other through that. And I think of especially George right now, you know, we've been talking and trying to learn from each other. And We do certain things very similar, so it's nice to have, you know, another big guy with similar pitches and just kind of going through it together, that hopefully I can help him with anything that he wonders, and I'm also learning a ton from him, so it's been great.
Right. Give us a quick take on Kirby's stuff. What do you make?
For different pitches, and I love how confident he is. He's really comfortable. He's confident. He knows he belongs, and he knows he's really good, but in a nice, you know, like confident, humble way. He's got that about him.
No, I love it. Well, listen, man, congratulations on everything you've done so far. I know there's a lot more work to be done and a lot more down the road for you to accomplish, but it's been fun as hell to watch you pitch so far. You're kicking ass. Keep it up, man. Go out there. How about this? How about you go out on Sunday and get your first complete game for Dad on Father's Day? How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds good to me. I think that'd be a pretty good present.
No question. All right, man. Listen, great stuff. Best of luck on Sunday, and we'll talk down the road, dude. Appreciate it, Logan.